Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
This week, the Health Minister Andrew Little, Justin spoke to Andrew Little about the new vaccine bus that will start hitting the road today to boost vaccination at hard-to-reach parts of Auckland. And they also talk about Andrew Little's thoughts on the bus's name. But first, Justin asked the Minister on the government's COVID-19 strategy after lockdown.
I want to start by talking about a future COVID strategy, because the Prime Minister has previously said the government has no intention to use lockdowns at the long term, and probably in the future we will have to shift our strategy to handle COVID. So what will that look for the health sector?
Yeah, I mean, that's the piece of work that we're sort of looking at very closely at the moment. It's a natural consequence to follow on from the vaccination campaign. The reason we're doing the vaccination campaign isn't just about, you know, protecting people against future infection. It's about meaning that we can then remove a lot of the restrictions that we have in place at the moment. The other thing then is to make sure that in a world where we are vaccinated against COVID, but knowing that COVID will still cause infections and still affect people, is that the health system is geared up to respond effectively to that. The benefit of the vaccination is that if people are infected with the virus, they're much less likely to need high levels of care, hospital level care or ICU care. So a lot of people can be looked after in the community. So we've got to understand what that looks like. But then for those who do need hospital care, you know, what would the numbers look like? Do we have the facilities that can accommodate future outbreaks of the virus, plus also mean allow business as usual to continue? So we're just going through the process at the moment of understanding what that looks like, trying to do some modelling, and then making sure that the facilities, hospital facilities, are up to scratch and can meet uplifts in demand from an outbreak of the virus should that happen in the future.
Well, we only have 30% of people getting double vaccine, who are double vaccinated. Well, modeller Professor Michael Plank said his modelling showed even with 70 to 80% of being double vaccinated, it would still result in thousands of deaths. So what is the target vaccination rate for you in order to make the transition?
Well, we haven't specifically set a target because we want to get the highest number possible, and we don't want to set a target where then we reach the target and people think, oh, that's good, so we've reached it, so no one else needs to get vaccinated. We actually need as many people as possible to get vaccinated. There was one overseas expert yesterday saying, actually, you know, anything short of 100% means it's not, you know, you're still going to be putting people and health systems at risk. We won't get to 100%, but we'd like to get as damn near close to it as we possibly could. So look, we're not sort of fixing a target. We are working on a campaign that makes sure that everybody who's eligible to be vaccinated can be vaccinated, and that the vast majority will make the choice to do so.
So we only have 30% people only double vaccinated. Where is the lowest vaccination rate, as far as you know?
The number is changing. In terms of the number or proportion of people vaccinated, is changing every day because the campaign is continuing, and we have, you know, a million odd people still in the booking system yet to get first and second doses. So we're up to about 70% coverage of people with the first dose. The second doses obviously will happen, and we're still getting, obviously, the campaign to get people on their first dose is still well underway. So we, you know, the next couple of months will be crucial. We're doing roughly 60,000 vaccinations a day, so we're going to keep pushing that out, but they're kind of hard to reach parts of the communities. We've got techniques and tactics to deal with that as well, so that's all being rolled out at the moment and will for the next couple of months. So we are doing okay, as you know, in terms of where we're at the moment. The thinking about what life looks like for a vaccination of the percentage of the population at various levels, 80, 85, 90, 95%, that's the work that is underway. But you're right, even if you look at Singapore at the moment, Singapore is just over 80% fully vaccinated. They are having a major outbreak. That is causing them concerns. So even at 80%, you're not, you know, you're far from out of the woods. 90%, who knows? And above 90%, look, we are just going to be pushing as hard as we possibly can and as fast as we can to get that number right up.
Well, vaccines are obviously important, but would the government also consider bringing in monoclonal antibodies as COVID treatment?
Yeah, I mean, that's been talked about at the moment. It tends to be a therapy to those who are infected. It's not a cure of it, obviously, and it's not a preventative mechanism. It assists those who are afflicted with it. That is happening, and in fact, there are some people in New Zealand, I think there's just over 30, who, through the named patient regime, have got access to monoclonal antibodies to assist with their treatment. One of the challenges we've got is that one of the most popular or common monoclonal antibodies that is currently being used to treat COVID patients is a drug that is also used to treat arthritis. And there is now a worldwide shortage of that particular drug, which is then, you know, making it more difficult for arthritis sufferers. So, look, we'll do everything we can. We've got MedSafe and PharmaC at the moment looking at drugs and a range of drugs that could be used for that sort of therapeutic treatment. But we have to make sure that, you know, what we do in one space isn't going to compromise the therapeutic treatments available to sufferers of other conditions.
Okay. Last month, the Prime Minister unveiled New Zealand's plan to reopen to the rest of the world starting from next year. Well, we are now going through this Delta outbreak. Do you think it is still on track for an individual risk-based border settings to be set up by the first quarter of 2022?
Yeah, and that's one of the things. In order to open the borders and free things up, then there will still be, you know, conditions in place and testing pre-departure and in some cases post-arrival testing is still going to be important to it. And the form of that testing has to be, you know, suited to what we're trying to do. So all those things are under active kind of consideration at the moment, so that we can start freeing up movement of people across borders.
Okay. I might want to talk about the vaccine bus now. Well, 6 vaccine buses will be launched today. And you said yesterday there are 2 types of them. So what are they?
Oh, no, there's the bus campaign that's been done in Auckland, in South Auckland, with the support of the airport company. So there's been a big mass vaccination at one of the car parks at the airport, and the buses used to ferry people to the car park are being used to go out into suburbs, into communities in South Auckland to vaccinate those communities. Then there's probably not so much buses, more like vans in other parts of the country to go to more isolated rural communities and hard to reach communities. Again, for the same thing, you know, to go out there and be available on the streets and go to people and make the vaccination available to people where they live, as opposed to people having to travel some distance to get to a vaccination centre.
How many buses or vans are you planning to put down onto the streets?
Look, I couldn't tell you that number. I just couldn't tell you that number. It's a fair few around the country, because we know that, you know, there are some communities where it has just been too difficult to arrange vaccinations. You know, we're doing vaccination through GP clinics and things like that, and community clinics. But even for some communities, that's a bit of a hike, and if you don't have transport, that's a problem. So this is about taking the opportunity for vaccination out to where people are, for people who would otherwise find it difficult to get to a vaccination centre.
How many vaccinations do you think it can deliver?
Oh, look, I can tell you that number either. They'll go equipped with enough vaccinations for the community that they're in, and an estimate of the numbers of vaccinations I think they need to do administer on a particular day. But yeah, look, I'm not down to that level of detail in terms of understanding what the organisation is like.
Okay. My final question is on the nickname for the vaccine bus. I'm sure you have been asked that for many times. Well, Prime Minister's poll on Facebook, now Shot Bro is ahead by a very high margin. But we also have other names such as the Vaxmobile and Mr. Jabby coming in. So do you prefer ShopBro or one of the other names?
I think ShopBro probably fits culturally a lot more the New Zealand style than some of those others. Yeah, but look, great that people are getting engaged in this. Want to name a bus or a van or something, but yeah, this is good. But personally, of all those options, I'd go for ShopBro.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.
That was.